the Buckmaster Show on this super windy Tuesday, the 6th day of March 2012. I am Bill Buckmaster, your host on the Buckmaster Show on The Voice, KVOI. We like to say it is Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station, and The Voice Network, KJAA AM 1240 in Globe and KAPR AM 930 in Douglas. We live stream the show at buckmastershow.com and at kvoi.com. And if you're not near a radio or can't listen to the program live, if you have a computer, you can sample the program anytime, anywhere in the world on three venues. My website, check it out, buckmastershow.com. Buckmastershow.com has lots of good information, not just the show. We've got all sorts of photos, a little bit of a bio in case you're wondering, maybe you just arrived in town. Who is this guy, Bill Buckmaster? Well, they've got a beautiful bio up there. My producer, Rosemary Brandt, has maintained a lovely website on buckmastershow.com. Also, the show can be heard on TucsonSentinel.com and TucsonCitizen.com. We get things rolling today with a newsmaker interview with Pima County Sheriff Clarence Dupnik. 20 minutes past the hour, it's the Tuesday Moneymaker Report with certified financial planner Shelley Fishman. And half past the hour, we'll talk with the publisher and the sales manager of a new publication. It's called The Arizonan. And then we'll close out the show with our bi-monthly art segment with Margaret Regan. She is the arts editor of the Tucson Weekly, and we're proud to say she is our arts contributor to the Buckmaster Show. You are always welcome to join in the conversation on the Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040. You can email questions at buckmastershow.com and use the Buckmaster Show Facebook page. That's easy to find under Bill Buckmaster, parentheses, Buckmaster Show. We begin now with Pima County Sheriff Clarence Dupnik. Sheriff, how are you? Is it getting kind of windy out there?
It's starting to get a little windy, yes.
It's good to see you. I know we're going to begin with your favorite subject, the Arizona State Legislature. A couple of items on the docket for the legislature dealing with the border. First of all, creating a militia. Then this bill from the State House that has now moved on to the Senate would create a 62-mile warning zone, giving the head of the State Department of Homeland Security the right to disseminate information, monitor intelligence. I'm not exactly sure what it would do, but there always are a bunch of rumors concerning the border, aren't there?
Well, they are. But this is a piece of legislation that I think is trying to solve a problem that simply doesn't exist.
Can we secure the border? It seems like every one of the candidates I interview, Sheriff Dupnik, says we must secure the border.
Well, it depends on your definition of border security. And all the experts, in my opinion, have a several-pronged approach to dealing with the border. There's never going to be a time in my life, there never has been a time in my life, when people couldn't come across that border. You know, there was a time not too long ago where you could probably get an aircraft carrier across the border without anybody noticing it. Those days are gone. If you're talking about people coming across the border, that problem has been diminished by 80% over the last 10 years, in spite of what some of the politicians are saying about it. This really wasn't a national issue until the politicians started using it to frighten people. Apparently, one party believes that if you frighten people, you scare them, you make them uneasy, and you yell about it, then they believe that you're the only one that can help them solve it because you're the only one that understands it. And that's part of the civility problem that I think is going on in this country that needs to stop.
What about this militia idea? Do we need a militia on the border?
Oh, dear.
A citizen's militia. Short answer.
No.
Well, you give me a little more than no. Give me two sentences.
Well, you're talking about taking a bunch of civilians. You know, we train our deputies for in the classroom for almost 20 weeks, and then they're out for 6 months with somebody. And the most responsible issue that they deal with is guns and arresting people and shooting at them. And they want to take people who aren't trained and put them under another civilian group that isn't trained for that purpose, the National Guard. It's just an idiotic idea. I hope that they have a platoon of legal advisors because they're going to need them.
Sheriff Dubnyk is with us. If you'd like to join the conversation, 790-2040. Sheriff Dubnyk always has opinions on law enforcement issues, and we thank him for that. He has recently announced he will be seeking his 9th term in office. He, of course, is a Democrat, and he will be running against one of 4 Republicans who are running against him, the sheriff, the long-term sheriff of Pima County. And his opponents on the Republican side say too long. What do you say to your opponents?
Well, I don't know how long is too long. I think the question should be, what kind of a department has he built in these 30-some years that he's been the sheriff?
32.
If you go back to the 1970s, the sheriff and the entire command staff were indicted, and they had been hiring nothing but political hacks, incompetent people, selling jobs, selling promotions, and that came to a halt.
You're saying it was a mess.
Well, it was more than a mess. It was a disgrace. We were a national disgrace. Well, the legislature did a couple of things that were very important to stop this. One, they instituted a merit system so that the sheriff couldn't do that, or any other public official couldn't do that. You couldn't you have no idea. Well, maybe you do because you've been around a long time, Bill, but you have no idea how many people come up to elected officials like me and say, well, my wife's aunt really needs a job bad, blah, 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 blah. And it's very easy for me now to say, well, if she gets on a cert list, a certified list that the county personnel department has a merit system rules to hire and fire and promote people, then maybe I can help. So that's great. The other thing they did was change the office from 2 years to 4 years. And I think they ought to do that for all offices.
State legislature too?
Absolutely. But now the state legislature and the governor want to do away with the merit system and probably are going to do that. That would be a huge, huge mistake. Eventually, that kind of power will result in corruption, corruption, and corruption.
Sheriff Dubnyk is with us on the Buckmaster Show. A few months ago, Sheriff, you were with us on the show. We were talking about kind of the mystery that you have on your hands at the Pima County Jail, that being the fact that the jail population has been going down. I don't know what the latest is. Is it continuing to go down?
It is continuing.
Why?
I'll tell you.
Okay.
What I think. But there probably are as many experts in this area as there are people with opinions, and there's a lot. But most of the experts believe that what's going on not only in Tucson, Arizona, and Pima County, and this is happening nationally. The crime rate is going down, 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 and this has been going on now for several years. To the point where, for example, there's a controversy in Florida going on right now where the governor wants to create some private prisons to deal with the population. And I heard one of their politicians on TV the other night saying they don't need any more space because their prison population is going down, but the governor is going to do this anyway. It sounds familiar, doesn't it?
So how much is it down dramatically?
It is down dramatically. The jail population is down almost 20% of what it was anticipated to be. And this started about 6 years ago where it peaked out and then started diminishing. And the experts are saying the reason why crime is going down is not because police are much better at what they do. It's because the number of people in the criminal population 15 to 25 years of age is reducing as we predicted it would.
Hey, you know, we forgot a piece of legislation that you've been watching very closely, guns on campus.
Oh, that's a brilliant idea. And now they want to put alcohol on the campuses too, so that would be great. Guns and alcohol, why not?
Sheriff Dupnik is with us on the Buckmaster Show. So have you ever seen a piece of legislation that came out of Phoenix in recent times that you like? You mentioned the back in the 70s there was the merit thing, the merit.
Well, now they want to do away with that, yeah. And it's a horrible, horrible idea. But in my opinion, the legislature does things that is simply irresponsible. Like 3 years ago, in 5 minutes, they could have put together a law that says you can't text and drive. There's proof from all over the country, including Arizona, that texting and driving is worse than alcohol and driving when it comes to accidents and deaths. What happens? Nothing. Phoenix implemented a no text and drive in that city because the legislature failed to act. And now Tucson, thanks to Steve Kozacik, is going to implement the same thing, I think, effective next month. And the legislature just yesterday voted it down.
Go figure.
You go figure.
Hard to believe. Sheriff Clarence Dupnik is with us. Can we squeeze a call in? Rose, can we get – we can squeeze one in. Have the sheriff put his headset on here. And let's now hear from Richard. Go ahead, Richard.
I got to ask you, Sheriff, does Pima County envision procuring some of the drones to use above us in the city here and to maybe use the drones? I guess one scenario you could track the speed of cars and possibly flash a ticket on them from the air. maybe you could dispatch a cruiser to go out and arrest the people.
Okay,
so
thanks,
will you be
Richard.
Using drones, sir?
Okay. Hey, Richard, that's an excellent idea, I think. It's a piece of genius. I never thought of that. You know, it only cost about $100 million, and I don't know about the safety issues that would be there, but not a bad thought.
Okay, we're going to have to run. Sheriff Dupnik, thank you very much for being with us on the Buckmaster Show on this Tuesday, and have a great afternoon.
Thank you. Bill, thanks for inviting me.
All right. Stick around. We have Shelley Fishman coming up with a Tuesday Money Maker Report. Let's see if Shell's got a big smile. Well, no, he's kind of got the frown. The market must be down a little bit today on the Shelley Fishman Smile Index, which is correlated to the Dow Jones Industrial Average.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Even the highest efficiency washing machine won't make your laundry soft and bright if you have hard water. It's the same for your dishwasher with spotted glasses. So why not call the Culligan man? Culligan now has a high-efficiency water softener that virtually eliminates hard water problems throughout your entire home. Your laundry is brighter and softer, glasses and shower doors are spot-free, and soaps and detergents last longer. Plus, it saves you up to 46% in water, salt, and energy. So if you're looking for ways to end hard water problems and save money around the house, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener works wonders. In fact, it makes all of your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer. Thanks to Culligan, 100% satisfaction guarantee, your future, your home, and your laundry are guaranteed to be brighter. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Two of the world's largest pharmaceutical giants, Roche's Ventana Medical Systems and Sanofi, know where bio works. It works at Innovation Park in Oro Valley, one of the 10 best towns for families, according to Family Circle magazine. Bioscience and bioindustry working together at Innovation Park with 275 acres of inspiring environment ready for bio development. Learn more about where bio works at innovationparkaz.com. Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for fresh and healthy pizzas, pastas, paninis, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is handcrafted using the finest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore's award-winning wood-fired pizzas, certified authentic by the world-renowned Verace Pizza Napolitana Academy, is pizza perfection. Vero Amore, North Swan at Camp Lowell, and in Marana at Dove Mountain, and on the web at veroamorepizza.com and on Facebook.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of health care in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received two 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Everyone's piling on big banks nowadays, with good reason. But still, you're skeptical about moving your money. We get it. But let's think about that. If you're worried about convenience, Pyramid Federal Credit Union has local branches and thousands of fee-free ATMs nationwide. If you're worried about service, at Pyramid, you're a member. At big banks, you're a number. There's a difference. And if you're worried about savings, Pyramid Federal Credit Union has better rates and fewer fees than big banks. Like our great low 4.5% APR on new, used, or refinanced vehicle loans with terms up to 60 months. Plus, save another 0.25% with payment options. So Pyramid wins on convenience, service, and savings. If you're still skeptical about moving your money, try us out. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life. Visit PyramidFCU.com to learn how. 4.5% APR on vehicle loans for a limited time. Restrictions may apply. Membership eligibility required. NCUA insured.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways and the launch of Sun Express and Sun Shuttle Transit services, with 30 projects underway, including the intersection of Alvernon and Valencium and Camino Seco to Houghton along Speedway Boulevard. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial services professional located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. The opinions voiced on this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
/12:22 on the Buckmaster Show, and the guy that I always consult with because he's with me every Tuesday on the Tuesday Moneymaker Report, and I enjoy doing it very much, is Shelley Fishman. Shelley, good to see you.
Bill, good to see you today.
You know that I have come up with the Shelley Fishman Smile Index.
Not smiling today.
I call it a downward, the frownish side.
Yeah, well, I like your scientific definition of correlation between the indices and my face.
Yes.
That works particularly well.
It's a crazy day on the market.
Yeah, I mean,
this is kind of shades of 2011.
Well, and we said that that was going to happen. You can't necessarily pinpoint it down to the exact day, but we've had a tremendous run-up starting actually last October, that run-up had to come to an end at some point. It keeps bouncing off this 13,000 Dow index, and now it's going to give us more headroom between 13,000 and it. We're down about 200 points today. It's about a point and a half, percentage and a half, and that's across most of the major indices. And we're going to see more of this, Bill. We're going to see more volatility. We just cannot expect that the markets will perform, you know, up a quarter of a point.
And that's the way it's been the first 60 days of this year.
Right.
And we've talked about it here on Tuesdays that the first 2 months of the year, fairly quiet, not volatile.
Right. And that happened last year as well. And then, of course, things went to heck in a handbasket.
So, are we blaming Europe today?
We'll blame Europe yesterday.
How about the Greeks?
Specifically the Greeks. I mean, they're an easy target right now. Actually, there are negotiations that are at a critical point between the bondholders, the specific bondholder and bondholder groups, and the Greek essentially central bank people, and some of the bondholder groups issued a press release earlier stating their disturbance with the way things were going, and that, I think, spooked people. The other thing we heard yesterday was a somewhat downgrading of the growth forecasts in China by the Chinese themselves, and that also had a kind of an effect on the market that was negative.
Shelley, let's talk money. You are a certified financial planner. That's a special designation that is given to special individuals. But if I were to approach you and lay on the table right here at KVOI, $10,000, how would you invest that money?
Well, I can't answer that question. And the reason is because I don't know enough about the you that you're describing. Now, if it's Mitt Romney who's betting $10,000, I know how to help him with 10 grand right here. But if it's a fictional Bill Buckmaster who is, let's say, 50 years old, has a wife and a couple of kids, and is relatively risk averse, I would say that that $10,000 needs to be invested in such a way as to produce returns in the time frames that you need it. And if you say, well, I don't really need it, I want it for retirement, then we would put it probably in a 50-50 account, that is 50% in fixed income. If it's a retirement account, then we don't care about the tax consequences right now. We'd put it in some high-yield bonds and other bonds or their funds. And 50% probably in high-quality U.S. stocks that have overseas exposure because they're the largest of the U.S. stocks and also provide dividends in the area of 3 to 4%.
Your allocation then is 50-50 on someone over 50. What about someone, say, close to retirement, which would be in the over 60?
Yeah, I go to 80-20 in a situation like that, Bill, which is probably non-traditional. I go to 20% sectors or equity exposure and 80% fixed income in this market. Because for me, when I think of a 60-year-old and we sit down and talk, that 60-year-old has three recessions at least left in their lifetimes. And as they're using that money, the last thing they can afford is downward volatility and start taking money out when the markets are down because you can't recover once you've taken the money out. So I get very, very conservative in cases like that.
Yeah, because historically the recession, a recession comes, what, every 5 or 6 years?
Seven or eight.
Okay.
You have mild recessions followed by deeper recessions, but you can't predict them. And you can't predict when you're going to need to take $20,000 out of your savings to fix a roof or replace an air handler or buy a new car. And if that happens during a downturn, then number one, you get very hesitant about taking the money you need. If it happens during a health crisis and you don't have full health insurance, it's even worse. So when I see people who are at or near retirement, Bill, I get very, very crazy about volatility.
How about this, CFP, Certified Financial Planner? We haven't really talked about that in recent weeks, what that designation is.
Well, it's a designation that I look at it as a kind of a second master's degree for me. I have an MBA. I also have the CFP. It's 18 credits of graduate work, followed by preparation for and taking a 10-hour exam. And then it's 30 continuing credits every 2 years. And it carries with it the responsibility to take a fiduciary responsibility for your clients when you're acting in an advisory capacity, which is a much more stringent or higher standard than people who don't have a CFP or are required to take.
And you really can act in their capacity then as a CFP, right?
As a CFP, yeah. Must act in the best interest, not just an appropriateness standard, but you must act in the best interest of your client.
Shelley Fishman is with us, and we're doing the Tuesday Money Maker Report, and hopefully we can make you some money because people do like to make money, don't they?
Making money is a good thing.
Where can people reach you?
795-7950 is the office number, or www.shelleyfishman, I'll spell it, S-H-E-L-L-Y-F-I-S-H-M-A-N, easy to spell, shelleyfishman.com.
And by the way, there is a link to Shelley on the Buckmaster Show Facebook page, so If you have some questions, you can always get Shelley that way. He is very accessible. He does answer his emails in a very prompt fashion. And he's a good guy, and he knows what he's doing. What else can I say?
Bill, thank you so much. Have a great week.
You too. Shelley Fishman on the Buckmaster Show. Stay with us.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial, Pyramid Federal Credit Union, or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Securities and insurance products offered through LPL Financial and its affiliates. Member FINRA. Pyramid Federal Credit Union is not a registered broker-dealer, nor is it affiliated with LP Financial.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington.
As Republican presidential candidates accuse President Obama of being too weak on Iran, Mr. Obama is saying he still sees a window of opportunity to use diplomacy instead of military force to resolve the dispute over Iran's nuclear program. And the president says that Syria isn't Libya. The situation in Syria more complicated than it was in Libya. Mr. Obama says it would be a mistake for the U.S. to take unilateral military action against the regime of Syrian President Bashar Assad. Rick Santorum is hoping for a Super Tuesday victory over Mitt Romney in Ohio, where the polls show a close race. On Wall Street, stocks sharply lower, the Dow down about 221 points, the NASDAQ is off 48. More details at srnnews.com.
With 275 acres of stunning environment, Innovation Park in Oro Valley is ready for development. Already two of the world's largest pharmaceuticals, Roche's Ventana Medical Systems and Sanofi, are settled in Innovation Park. Innovation Park, a great place to do business in Oro Valley, named one of the 10 best towns for families by Family Circle magazine. Find out more at innovationparkaz.com. Noble Hops Gastropub is for people who revere their beer and their food. Noble Hops specializes in high-quality, delicious food and offers an impressive, ever-changing selection of handcrafted beers from around the world with more than two dozen on tap. Noble Hops, a pub for foodies at the southeast corner of La Canada and Lambert in Oro Valley, and always on the web at noblehopspub.com and on Facebook.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Let Karimi Oriental Rugs keep your valuable area rugs looking like new with Tucson's finest cleaning, repair, and restoration services. Karimi specializes in restoring antique, silk, and Navajo rugs with 100% satisfaction guarantee. Karimi Oriental Rugs appraises and purchases quality rugs and offers a vast selection of hand-woven rugs from around the world. Be sure to stop by Karimi Oriental Rugs at Fort Lowland Dodge or on the web at KarimiOrientalRugs.com.
Ever notice how much time you spend just getting where you want to go? Travel hassles, long drives, expensive parking can all ruin your trip and create a miserable experience. Tucson International Airport has the answer. With close, easy parking, quick check-in, a short walk to your gate, and airport amenities that make traveling stress-free and enjoyable. With nonstop destinations and connections around the world, for business or for pleasure, fly TucsonAirport.com. It's the way to go.
Well, 34. This is the Buckmaster Show, and I am Bill Buckmaster. Support for the Buckmaster Show comes in part from our friends at Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley. Splendido is a true continuing care retirement community. You can find out more at SplendidoTucson.com. Well, Arizona's newest contribution to the news media scene is The Arizonan, published here in Tucson every month. Plus, there is an anytime web component as well. With us on the Buckmaster Show is the publisher of The Arizonan, Todd Clodfelter, and Adriana Moorkirchen, sales manager. Adriana and Todd, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Bill, for having us. We appreciate it.
Well, let's talk a little bit with Todd right off the bat. Why The Arizonan? Why do we need another publication?
Well, Bill, there's a lot of publications available to the community, but not all of them reach the market or the demographic that that we would like to reach, and that's a particular group of people who have Tucson at heart, the Southern Arizona at heart, and maybe a little bit on the more conservative-minded set. We know that there's papers out there that present the news, but they don't always present complete news. It's not all – you don't see both sides as much as we'd like to present.
So you would consider this a right-leaning – I hate to kind of characterize and put cliches on things, but – what do you say it is?
Yeah, well, you're kind of right. We've been pigeonholed as the as a conservative newspaper, but actually we're journalistic. If you read the articles that we present, you'll find that the story is pretty well covered from both positions, the right or the left, whatever you choose. In the first edition, we had an op-ed on the mines, and we had opposing views. We had an article about Richard Carmona, who's running for the Senate, and he is a Democrat. So mm-hmm. it's not like we're playing favoritism. So what we'd like to say is we're journalistic, and we present the truth and the news.
Adriana, when you go out to sell this product, what are you saying to people?
Basically that we are an educational tool. We're very objective. What's different about our paper and our publication is that we see it as an educational tool. Everything in our paper has to do with the state of Arizona, nothing else. You will not, you know, get any of the five-minute media, what's put out there mm-hmm. on a constant basis, minute-by-minute news. Because we are a once-a-month publication, we go in-depth with the issues that are dealing with the state and with the county, local issues. And we don't have the weather, and we don't have sports. And the other thing is that we do have all of our advertisers are all small business owners, people who have been here in Arizona, who have been a part of, you know, making Tucson great. I love Tucson. I've been here almost 13 years, and it was a time for this kind of a publication.
How about your demographic area, Todd? What are you going to be covering, or how large an area?
Well, currently we're covering all of Tucson, but we do have papers that migrate down to Green Valley, the Vail area, Corona to Tucson, Marana. We actually have papers in Phoenix. We take a load of them up to the state capitol and plant them around there for our legislators to be able to see what's going on that we present. And we anticipate growth in other areas of Southern Arizona soon. We're offering a subscription service here pretty quick. We're working that out on the website now where people can actually have them mailed into their home so they don't have to go hunt them down, as it were.
Where are they available right now?
Well, currently we drop them at all of our advertisers, of course, and we have a list of drop places listed on our website, including Coffee Exchange, Brugger's Bagels, all the typical places where you would find a periodical such as this. So while you're waiting at doctor's offices, what have you, something to read and take home. And since it is a monthly magazine, it's nice to take and it sits around and a lot of people get to read it. So regardless of the numbers that we print, we know that we're getting three or four people per magazine that actually read it.
Adriana, how difficult is it to sell this product? Do you go out and have very competitive rates with other publications?
Yes. Our rates are actually really excellent. This is something that's different. If you go ahead and look at the advertisers themselves have had the other places to go to advertise. And when they look at our prices, they're amazed at how much of a great deal we can give them. So they have all just come to us. And a lot of these people, we didn't have to go and seek out. They came to us. So, again, to everybody who's out there as a business and would love to advertise with us, please contact us. There's the website. We have a phone number. And let's talk.
Oh, you can go ahead. Give us your phone number. It is 477-6423. Did I get that right?
That is correct, 477-6423.
How difficult was this to get this off the ground, Todd Claude Felter, the publisher of the Arizonan? Starting a new publication from scratch, what went into that?
Well, actually, it was a lot more simple than we anticipated. The whole concept of it began with the sample there you have on your desk is the United States Constitution and the Bill of Rights. We originally started to put that together for some campaign literature for one of the candidates in the last election and thought it would be a nice handout to give to just – to give away. And so we published that, and in the process we solicited some advertisers, and basically they just have their name on it. They don't really have an ad, as you can see down the mm-hmm. right-hand side. And after we gave out 20,000 copies of those, people started calling the contributors and asking them how and who we were and why we were doing it. And from that point on, we just had conversations with other friends, and it just evolved into the Arizonan.
What's your background, Todd?
My background, I have a screen printing and graphic design studio here in Tucson, and I've been doing that for 30 years. And so I've got a degree in speech communication from the University of Arizona. I've been in Tucson for 40 years, went to high school at Saguaro. So Tucson's home to me, and I just want to see something get out there that people can rely on for real news.
We are speaking with the publisher of a new publication called The Arizonan. He is Todd Claude Felter, and Adriana Moore Kirkin is the sales manager for the new publication. We haven't talked about the website. It's thearizonan.com, and you're going to try to build that up, I guess?
Yes. Since we are a once-a-month publication, what we do have on the website is that we do have different articles that come on to the website. So you actually get more when you go onto the website. You get more stories during the week. Since, like I said, we are a once-a-month publication, so I always say go to the website because there's something that's going to come up. If it's a current thing that's happening that you need more information on, usually we will have an article out on it on the website.
Are you using, Todd, staffers to write these articles? Are you using freelancers? Or what is your content stream?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, Bill. The writers are basically people who have day jobs as well. Many of them actually have degrees in journalism, and they're just strong contributors. And as you asked earlier about are we a right-leaning group, well, to some degree, yes. Some of our freelancers or people we ask to write in are not necessarily right-leaning, but a good portion of our staff, as it were, are conservative-minded and volunteers, as it were, right now.
Your issue, I have a couple of the issues in front of me. You did a statehood issue, and then your January issue. This was your premier launch issue, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Carving up the state. Has Arizona's redistricting process been hijacked? And you say you're putting together a special, is it a two-month together?
Yes, a combination of okay. March and April. Since we have the special elections coming up, we will be doing an extra spread on that, so we will be combining them together.
Now, the circulation, what are you hoping for, Todd? Or what kind of circulation are you hoping for?
Well, we hope to cover the whole state as we grow in time. Everything is an effort and always a work in progress. Nothing seems to ever be finished the way we'd like to see it. But we're growing all the time. We're printing more copies. We're actually going to start mailing copies into certain postal areas as an experiment so that people will get them anyway and hopefully see them and want to subscribe on a regular basis.
And you're a print guy, so the quality of the publication is probably very important to you, right, Todd?
We like a higher quality product. There's color in the magazine. The paper we use is a higher standard, higher grade news type print rather than the typical traditional newsprint. So it is a whiter, brighter, easier to read product.
It is a professional layout as well. Are you doing that, Todd, or do you have an editor that's doing it?
We have editors that are working with us, and we also have layout artists, who are journalists with degrees, and they're very skilled and very talented in these things and have a true love for this type of publication.
Well, congratulations to both of you. The Arizonan is the publication. Adriana Moore-Kirkin, a sales manager. Folks can get more information by going where for sales?
To the website. On the website, you can always email thearizonan.com.
And Todd Clodfelter is the publisher of the Arizonan. Good luck to you, and thank you with sharing your story with our viewers here, our listeners on the Buckmaster Show.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate you having us.
Thanks a lot, Todd.
Thank you.
And Adriana. We'll be coming up now with Margaret Regan of the Tucson Weekly talking about our bi-monthly arts segment and what's going on with the arts. Lots happening with the Tucson Festival of Books. That's next on the Buckmaster Show.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Everyone is switching to high-efficiency appliances because they have money, and a Culligan high-efficiency water softener does the same. But did you know that you can rent rather than buy? Think about it. No equipment to pay for upfront, money-saving purchase options if you change your mind, and service calls are included in the rental rate. In fact, you'll never have to pay for another water softener, ever. So now you can get all the benefits of soft water for less when you rent from Culligan. Imagine a spot-free home, softer skin, and brighter laundry for dollars a day. Even better, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy, plus helps all your appliances last longer. Let your Culligan man take care of your water when you rent the world's most efficient water softener. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Dragonfly Village is in the midst of a capital campaign to build a 12-building village on a portion of the Amity Foundation's Circle Tree Ranch to reunite children in need with their families. Upon completion, the village will have housing for 100 families annually. Please be a part of making the Dragonfly Village dream a reality. Find out more at dragonflyvillage.org. That's dragonflyvillage.org.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our citizens realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and create a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in and support of education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's Pima Community College students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a literate, prosperous, thriving Tucson and Pima County. During these extraordinarily tough times, our funding is in serious jeopardy. And as budgets get even tighter, we'll have to cut back services just when people need us the most. So please support us in our ongoing effort to build a better tomorrow. Help us provide the education and resources that the people of Pima County need today. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us on the web at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways and the launch of Sun Express and Sun Shuttle Transit services, with 30 projects underway, including the intersection of Alvernon and Valencium and Camino Seco to Houghton along Speedway Boulevard. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
.12:49 on the Buckmaster Show. It's time for the bi-monthly arts report with Margaret Regan. She is the Tucson Weekly arts editor, and we are proud to say the Buckmaster Show contributor on the arts. The bi-monthly arts report on Buckmaster is presented by our friends at Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985, specializing in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing and hanging services, and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing in the Interior Design Center at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com. Margaret Regan joins us now on the Buckmaster Show Live Line. Margaret, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. You will have a very busy weekend, as will many folks, going over to the Tucson Book Festival, but you in particular, you have three appearances at the festival.
Yes, I do. I must have been a crazy person. Yeah, no, it's wonderful. I'm on three panels about the border. And as you know, I wrote a book published 2 years ago called The Death of Joseline, Immigration Stories from the Arizona Borderlands, about all the many tragedies and ins and outs of our situation here in southern Arizona. So I'm presenting that book in a panel called Struggles Along the Border. That'll be at 1 o'clock on Saturday in the Student Union. And I'm also presenting with apparently an old colleague of yours, Peter Laufer.
Yeah, Peter and I go back to 1979, 1980, when we worked together in All News Radio in San Francisco and the Bay Area. And Peter's the author of a book called Calexico, True Lives of the Borderlands. And we interviewed Peter when that book came out last fall. That's a University of Arizona press book, and you will have no trouble having Peter talk. He is a good
excellent
talker. He will be on your panel, and that's going to be televised by C-SPAN's Book TV as well. That's in the Student Union Kachina Room this Saturday at 1 o'clock. What about the time now for your other appearances?
Okay, well, so that's at 1 o'clock. Then at 4 o'clock, same day on Saturday, then I turn around and I become a moderator, and that panel is going to be a challenging one, A Line in the Sand, Mexico's Drug Wars Collide with True Lives in the Borderlands. So that will be about, are the drug cartels infiltrating into southern Arizona or not? Is it a lot of hype? And we have three authors appearing, again, Peter, bringing his book about Calexico, about, you know, what it's really like to live in a border town. Calexico, of course, is a border town in Southern California. And then we have Phil Caputo, who lives in Patagonia half year. He's written a novel about migration and some drug dealing down in that part of our world, southeast of Tucson. And then we have someone, Sylvia Longmire, coming in, who's written a nonfiction book called Cartel, The Coming Invasion of Mexico's Drug Wars. And her point of view is that not only are Americans buying the drugs from the Mexican cartels, creating a market, but that we are supplying the guns that are being used to cause so many deaths in Mexico in the drug wars. So very interesting perspective. She comes from a law enforcement background.
So that panel is at 4 o'clock Saturday afternoon
right. In
the Student Union Gallagher Theater. And then last but not least, you will be back on Sunday.
I will be back on Sunday.
For a moderating a Borderlands panel Sunday afternoon at 2:30 in the UA Mall tent.
Uh-huh.
And Luis Alberto Urrea, a wonderful author who I've interviewed several times, he's got some very popular books, one of them, The Devil's Highway. Mm-hmm. He will be one of your panelists.
Right. Yeah, and he's interesting, you know, because The Devil's Highway, as you know, that was a Pulitzer Prize finalist for nonfiction. That was a wonderful journalistic but literary account of a terrible spate of death in the land west of here, way in the Devil's Highway, the very difficult desert. But then he's also written fiction about the border. Into the Beautiful North is he's trying to write about a journey of Mexicans north into the United States and doing it with humor as well as compassion. And then the other two guys, Sebastian Rotella and T. Jefferson Parker, have both written border mysteries. And interestingly, they both, well, Sebastian Rotella is still a journalist. Jefferson Parker started out as a journalist, and they're trying their hand at looking at the same difficult material through the lens of fiction.
Margaret Regan is with us, and we could spend the whole 10 minutes, I guess, on the Festival of Books this week. But
hundreds
there are
of authors, yeah. Thousands of people. It's fun. The whole thing is free, so come on down.
This is our bi-monthly arts report presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing with Margaret Regan with us. Margaret, you write about, in this week's Tucson Weekly, Ballet Tucson. This is a fun event. This is the 15th annual dance and dessert concert.
Yeah, absolutely. People love this concert. 15 years running, and it's one of their concerts that sells out every year, because what they do is a series of short dances of all different styles. We're doing some very classical ballet, some fun modern stuff, some jazzy works. Nothing is very long. They're going to be honoring one of the giants of ballet, Anthony Tudor, showing us reconstructions of some of his ballets, which is a real treat for Tucson. And then we're going to have a new bolero set to Ravel's music that everybody knows. And when the party's over, when the concert's over, then we get free dessert.
Then the real fun begins.
Yes, very fun.
The lobby of the Stevie Eller Theater. That's a great venue.
Oh,
if you haven't
wonderful.
Been over there, folks, that is a wonderful venue for dance and
nice
music
and
on the UA campus.
But be prepared. It is on the UA campus at the same time as the book festival.
Oh, okay.
So the ballet is cautioning people, please come early. But, you know, all the parking garages are free all weekend. And Mary Beth Cabana, the artistic director, tells me what their experience is. People are coming out for the book festival and then buying a ticket to the ballet and completing their day that way. So it sounds like a fun way to spend a weekend.
And another big event, Margaret Regan, that's coming up, and it's finishing up, the Tucson Chamber Music Festival.
Right. It's already kicked off, but today's only Tuesday. You could run out tonight and see a concert. The Arizona Friends of Chamber Music, as you know, are a leading presenting organization of very high-quality chamber music. Once a year, they have this amazing festival with activities every single day. They bring in outside musicians of world-class quality, and there's a concert almost every single night this week down at the Leo Rich Theater. Tonight has interesting focus, sultry songs and passionate dances from 17th century Italy and Spain.
That appeals to me.
Yeah, you should go out dancing.
<There's>
And then Wednesday, we've got Mozart, Dvorak, and Schubert. So, it goes back and forth between true classics and some less familiar material. And Thursday, there's even going to be a premiere that the chamber music people have paid for, commissioned, and sponsored. So that's a wonderful thing that they do, too.
And it wraps up on Sunday afternoon.
Sunday, yep. So there's a concert, just look it up online, Arizona Friends of Chamber Music, a concert almost every day this week.
Great venues, too. And they use pretty much the same venue every year, right?
Leo Rich, yeah. Which is a wonderful, as you say, Stevie Eller is a wonderful small theater for dance, and Leo Rich downtown in the TCC, that's a wonderful small theater for live classical music.
And one more item on my agenda here with you, Margaret Regan, in the visual arts.
Yeah, this is a very fun show. Dirk Arnold, a local artist, for some years now, he has been documenting endangered architecture in Tucson, and you may have seen some of his magnets. Certainly you would see them on my refrigerator. He does these magnets of some of these charming buildings with neon lettering, mostly from early to mid-20th century, the kinds of buildings you'll see on Miracle Mile and on Oracle Road, the old motels that used to greet people, traveling on the old highways. But in this show, he's taken that focus on buildings that are still up, buildings that we still have, but they're endangered, and he's made them into a sort of shadow boxes that hang on the wall, frame shadow boxes, miniatures of these historic building facades. And some of them that he's documenting have already disappeared. They're already gone. Others are in danger. So I think that's a real fun show. That's at the Temple Gallery.
Okay.
And if you go to see that, you might want to pick up a ticket to see The Great Gatsby, which ATC is putting on right now.
Lots going on. It's going to be a busy weekend. Your piece about Ballet Tucson's 15th annual dance and dessert in the Tucson Weekly starting Wednesday night and Thursday. And then, of course, we'll look for you at the Tucson Festival of Books. You'll be at three different venues.
Yep.
Thank you, Margaret.
Yeah,
good luck to you.
Phil.
Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Margaret Regan with the bi-monthly arts report on Buckmaster is presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Family-owned and run since 1985, Moe's specializes in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing, and hanging services and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing in the Interior Design Center. That's at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com. The Buckmaster Show is also presented in part by Flowers Rieger and Associates Certified Public Accountants. It's the tax season. Michael C. Flowers, he is my guy. I saw him yesterday. Said he's hearing some wonderful things from the Buckmaster Show listeners. He's at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com. That'll do it today for Buckmaster. We will be back with our Wednesday edition tomorrow at noon on KVOI. The Voice. Have a great weekend or a great afternoon.
KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. 930 KAPR Douglas and 1240 KJAA Globe, the Voice Radio Network.